Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
Buccaneers won 4 consecutive titles.
Yes. That going for our 5th.
Going for the 5th, plus the Super Bowl.
Plus more, yes.
Plus the Super Bowl this time.
We're so proud that today we have 3,500 servicemen and their families, special guests here with us for free. In good seasons and bad, we know that we have an incredible community that's rallying around us and supporting our players on and off the field. The Buccaneers have really been leading in the space of developing girls' flag here in our community. 94% of women in executive positions played sports. But girls drop out of sports at double the rate of boys. Leading by example, you can't ask people to follow you if you're not at the front of the line yourself.
For
right?
us at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Brian Ford, our COO, who I know you're speaking with, pediatric cancer research is super important to him. And so our organization rallies around and we do our Cut for a Cure annual, where all the players and coaches come out and cut and color their hair for pediatric cancer research.
The 50th season.
50th season.
Definitely is 50.
A lot ahead. We're going to be doing so many things to really celebrate our legacy and the players and fans that have come before us that have really made this franchise what it has become. So a lot of celebration ahead.
Okay, plus the Super Bowl, feature Super Bowl.
Listen, your lips to God's ears. Let's hope, right?
Courtney, again, thank you again for letting me come here to this. Salute to service again for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And as I was doing research on it, you have been doing a lot of things and you are really making an impact on a lot of people. What is today, what is the mission of today?
Thank you. And I mean, it's truly a testament to the Glazer family and the whole Tampa Bay Buccaneers organization as a whole. And we're so proud that today we have 3,500 servicemen and their families, special guests here with us for free. Out here for training camp. And what's really exciting is all of the attendees today will also receive free tickets to a preseason game as well. So just a small way for us to express our gratitude for their service and all that they've done.
Wow, that is incredible. Your title is Chief Impact Officer. And then as I was doing research on you, I'm like, wow, you're really making an impact because you're reaching out to so many different people in the community. Why is impact so important to you?
You know, the community is so good to us as an organization, right? In good seasons and bad, we know that we have an incredible community that's rallying around us and supporting our players on and off the field. And so for us as an organization, really top down, like we believe in the work that we're doing out in the community to give back, whether it's through honoring and celebrating our service members and our military or all the work that we're doing for kids and girls. It's just really ingrained in like the fabric of who we are as an organization.
I saw that you started the fundraiser for the pediatric cancer for kids, right? And as I was, of course, doing research, I'm like, wow, she's really making a difference. But what really stuck out to me was the donor part. I was reading all the comments and all the appreciation posts that people are making. I get down at the bottom and I see Courtney Sanchez. So wow, she really believes in what she's doing. Yeah. Why is it important to lead by example?
That is something, I'm born and raised here. Mm-hmm. I'm third generation. Okay. I was raised to just be so proud of this community and so grateful for the opportunities that this community has given me and my family. And I think that like I was just raised to do that, like leading by example. You can't ask people to follow you if you're not at the front of the line yourself, right? And so for us at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Brian Ford, our COO, who I know you're speaking with, pediatric cancer research is super important to him. And so our organization rallies around and we do our Cut for a Cure annual, where all the players and coaches come out and cut and color their hair for pediatric cancer research. And so for me to be able to support him and just make that gift to ask my network of people to support him is just, I mean, it's an honor. It's a great cause. And, you know, I have so much to be fortunate for. So it's just a way to pay it forward.
Yes, it is. One thing I learned while serving in the Marine Corps is that you have to be a leader. Mm-hmm. But in order to be a leader, you have to learn how to follow first.
Yeah.
And it was so confusing to me, because how do you learn how to follow before you can lead? Well, you learn how to follow the leader.
Yep.
So essentially, when I saw the picture of Brian, his head was bald. I was like,
his
hair off.
Yep. Oh, he does. And he actually grows his hair out for months in lead up. So you know that the Cut and Color for a Cure is coming based on the length of Brian Ford's hair.
Okay.
As it gets longer, the event's getting closer.
I thought about that. I was like, maybe he's growing his hair specifically for this one.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And yes, he does. His head, when I went to boot camp, I had enough hair.
Yeah.
And when I got to boot camp, they cut it all off. And I was like, yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Talk to Brian Ford about that every year. It's like his summer cut.
Summer cut, yes. That is incredible. You also started the Football for Women.
Yes.
What is that called?
She is Football.
She is Football.
So that is really a testament to Darcy Glazer-Kasowitz, one of our owners here at the Bucks, who I get the joy of working with very closely on all of our community initiatives. And so for a decade, actually, the Buccaneers have really been leading in the space of developing girls' flag here in our community. And so if you talk to any of the other teams or the NFL offices, they will say, if you want to know how to build a flag program, look at Darcy and the Glazer family and what they've done here in Tampa. And it all is rooted in the belief that we believe in the correlation between leadership and playing sports when you're growing up. 94% of women in executive positions played sports, but girls drop out of sports at double the rate of boys. So we have this issue, right, where we want to develop girls into leaders. We want the future of Tampa to be filled with women leaders. But if girls are dropping out at twice the rate of boys, how do we reverse that statistic as an organization? And so we do a ton of work around flag football, but it's all rooted in this mission of keeping girls in sports. And so we developed the She Is Football Weekend. It was inaugural back in March. 2-day weekend, we did a women's career summit, a 5K, everything sold out. So we know that this mission of supporting girls really resonates with Tampa. But all of the proceeds from that goes right back to our mission, where we're creating programming unique for girls to encourage them to stay in sports.
Goes to show, the salute to service is really saluting to the service.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate y'all.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned about like the empowerment of how you not only lead by example, but you're showing other young women that they can become somebody. I often say that in order to become your own somebody, you have to see the example of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're being the representation of that. How do you show kids that not only can you not play sports, but you can grow and develop in so many different ways? How do you show them?
I think for me specifically, what I like to really share is just like my unique pathway here, that like I didn't have a traditional pathway into the role I'm in right now, right? Like I was saying earlier, I was really raised with this, you know, just like core value of like appreciating our community and giving back to it. And so straight out of school, I immediately pursued nonprofit work. And through my whole time working in nonprofits here in Tampa, the Buccaneers or the Glazers were always supporters of the nonprofits I worked in. And that relationship that I built with them over time is what really opened the door and led me here. And so for me, you know, that leading by example piece is all about building relationships and being authentic, and just, you never know where a relationship, a friendship, a conversation will lead you or lead that person. And so I think that that's like the unique takeaway I try to impart.
When I started learning more about podcasting and then how the difference I was making, it was hard for me to understand that I am making a difference because I'm being a representation for young men who look like me, or young men who's, because I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. I moved to Tampa back in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
But just to be that representation, like, yes, you can go to a workplace, yes, you can wear suits, yes, you can wear shirts, yes, you can wear anything you put your mind to, but when you step into the room and see someone that looks like you,
yeah,
it's different.
Absolutely.
It's different. as the kids are coming into the Glaciers Family Organization, to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, how you're able to see the impact?
Yeah.
What does the impact mean to you?
I mean, I think for me, I tell everyone, like, I have the dream job. Like, I get the incredible honor of being able to work for a family that is, like, so generous in spirit and action, and then to work for an organization who is just so committed to giving back. It's just, it's a dream. I mean, this is literally, like, my whole life, what I hoped that I would be able to do, to, like, make that tangible impact on others. And I think at the Buccaneers, what's really unique about us is that, like, we do that in so many different ways, right? We talk Chiefs football. We talked a little bit about what we're doing today for our military. You know, but something, my first week when I started, I came into the organization and the Glazer family had launched the National Coaching Academy. So what that was they had looked around the league and realized that to get a job as a coach, it wasn't dependent necessarily on putting in a resume, applying online, showing like your talent and skill level. It was really about who you knew. Those doors would open for you. And they just felt that was really unfair. So there is a large amount of talent, both in our country and across the world, that just wasn't getting the opportunity to build those relationships. So they created an entire academy, a week-long academy. We bring in 25 people from across the world, of all different backgrounds, and we give them a week where they're not only in the classroom learning leadership skills, but they're on the field having unprecedented access to NFL coaches, learning right alongside them, coaching alongside them. And then at the end of that, of the 25, five are selected to come back. We have five out on the field right now at training camp. They'll be here through preseason, just as a way that we're hoping that we're creating pathways for people who wouldn't otherwise have them. And I just think, to me, it's just a pinch me moment every day that I'm like, you know, just the different groups of people and causes that we're touching. It's just really incredible.
Wow. And this year, y'all celebrating 50 years.
Yes.
By the end of the season. Every year, you're making an impact. You're making a difference. And as I was doing research on the Buccaneers, on you, on Brian, I saw that the Buccaneers won four consecutive titles.
Yes. That going for our fifth.
Going for the fifth plus the Super Bowl.
Plus more, yes.
Plus the Super Bowl this time.
And we're feeling really good. I mean, I think that, like, I'm biased because I get to work with the players more off the field.
Absolutely.
And they're incredible, like, amazing, amazing men. But just to see the camaraderie and talent out there, we're all excited.
Yes. When I played football when I was younger, it was that team chemistry that made
a
difference.
The chemistry, yes.
The staff, the players, the management, everyone has to come together for the team to thrive together.
Yep.
And that's what the Glaciers family is doing, because y'all are thriving together.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
What's one thing that you're surprised from the impact that you've been making?
One thing I'm surprised, you know, I think what you just said, the chemistry, I think this is something that I definitely learned when I started here. And again, it just, like, is top down. So the family works directly with our GM, Jason Lay, our head coach, Todd Bowles. And they don't just go out and recruit talent in our rookie class. They have a saying, I am that man. And you have to have all of these things to be considered a Buccaneer. And so as much as the talent on the field comes into play as far as, you know, making a team, it's also a lot to do with your character, your work ethic, your ability to work well with others and be that team player, especially in the face of adversity. And I think that that's just, to me, going above and beyond what a football program has to be, if that makes sense, right?
Yes, it is.
And I get the joy of seeing that through our player board. So we have captains on the field, right? But then we have captains off the field, and they self-nominate themselves. So they come to my team and they say, I want to do work in the community this year, amongst all the other things that they're doing this season, right? And they come to us, and we will have the biggest board yet this year. And it's a group that comes together, and they rally around the idea of what are the things that we can do to drive the needle. So in the past, it's been youth mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
So the players will actually come out and spend an afternoon in the indoor facility, September, October, November, December. So for 4 months, they will come out on a Tuesday for hours with student athletes locally in this community, because they know that they are the lucky ones that got this professional career. And they know that there are a lot of high school athletes that need to be shown the other paths. So they've done that. They support food insecurity, housing affordability, and they don't have to do that. They don't have to give us their time on days off. They don't have to join us in the community work that we're doing. And to just show our support, the Glazer family actually matches every gift players make dollar for dollar in the community.
Wow.
So it's like a true partnership team spirit in the community.
So when you, the decade that you was working in the nonprofit sector, you was able to see how the Glacier family operate, their values, their mores, their principles, how they respect people, how they connect with people. And you mentioned earlier about how you all have 25 coaches coming in to learn more about that. Mm-hmm. I saw a video with Coach Bulls. He said 1,000 applicants.
Thousands,
submitted, but only 25 got accepted and 5 is here.
Yep.
And then you're saying that the players come and donate their time. When I started learning more about donating my time, it's being that representation.
Yes.
You're the Glacier family, the Buccaneers, you all are empowering people in so many different ways.
Thank you.
How do you empower yourself?
Oh, it's a good question. I mean, I think that I have an incredible team, like the best team in the world working with me every single day. And you know, I think that for me, when I think about like how am I empowered to do my job or do what we do or just get day-to-day things done, like it is not alone. It is because I have the best around me that are supporting and believing in this and coming into work every single day and like giving it their all, and like that empowers and motivates and like inspires me. And I think that like it's almost like a like an echo, right? Like we're all kind of doing that for one another.
In the Marine Corps, we often went by embrace the suck, embrace the tough moments, embrace the days that you don't really know what's going to go on. How do you prepare for the unknown?
I think you have to have a good attitude, you know, because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
If we could control everything, imagine what the world would look like, right?
Disaster.
I just think for me, it's just also the perspective that I have getting to do the work that I do, right? Just yesterday, I was at a small business that got hit pretty hard from the hurricanes, and the Glazer family created a small business fund to support local small businesses that are still, which is unbelievable to think 10 months later, still recovering from Hurricanes Helene and Milton. And so, you know, no matter what was happening in my day yesterday, I sat in front of a business owner who was literally looking at me being like, I didn't know how I was going to keep the lights on, feed my family, pay my employees to feed their family. And it just like gives you that perspective of like, how grateful I am for the things that I have and not focus on the suck or the things I don't have.
Yes. And I actually saw the interview that you did. I forgot the news station, but it was with the shelf, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I saw that interview and went, your passion, the way you embraced it. Y'all track a lot of data, a lot of information.
Yeah.
Why is it important to track the impact that you're making?
To track it, I mean, it's so important because it helps us understand where we need to pivot, right? Like, okay, we had this really great idea. Darcy and I always laugh that we can sit in a room and plan out anything. But that's only as good as the two of us, right? And so we do a lot of like listening tours where we're listening to other people and communities. So if we're not tracking like how impactful was this, we can't pivot and get better and do better. And I think that something that we're, you know, getting even better at too is like doing situations like this where I'm talking about the work that's being done, not to brag about the work that we do at all. It's to raise awareness for causes that are important to us that we want to spotlight so that other people either can become aware about it or get inspired about ways that they can uniquely contribute to an issue.
Yes, yes. And the Hurricane Milton, the Hurricane Lee was a disaster. It was a disaster. But the fact that you're empowering not just on the field, you're empowering off the field as well. So I commend this. And Courtney, you are, you're leading by example. The Glacier family leading by example. And the way y'all come together to make a difference for the community, it shows. It really shows.
That's
so
very kind. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So this has been great. This is the 50th season.
50th
for the
season.
Years. What can we expect?
A lot ahead. We're going to be doing so many things to really celebrate our legacy and the players and fans that have come before us that have really made this franchise what it has become. So a lot of celebration ahead.
Okay, plus the Super Bowl, feature Super Bowl.
Listen, your lips to God's ears. Let's hope, right?
Courtney, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.